Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue our coverage ahead of the 2017 State Convention of the Oklahoma FFA. All during April, we are introducing you to the district stars of the Oklahoma FFA, all 20 of them, and our salute of the 2017 district stars of the Oklahoma FFA, brought to you by American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. Today, we're proud to introduce you to the Northwest District Star in Agribusiness, Anna Crosswhite of the Kingfisher FFA chapter. We're back with Anna in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Your Northwest District star in agribusiness this year is Anna Crosswhite from the Kingfisher FFA chapter.
So this business has slowly accumulated over the years. I started actually in seventh grade is when I first kind of started getting my interest in beekeeping. I had actually checked out a book from the library on, you know, self-sufficient agriculture, had everything from how to make your own goat soap, how to have a farm-raised fish program, and all of these things interested me. But beekeeping was really the thing that I decided to take off with and turn into a business.
So tell me about your beekeeping. How did you get started?
So I ended up, you know, after finding that book, I started, you know, watching YouTube tutorial videos. I ended up checking out books from the library. And eventually, I ended up joining the Frontier County Beekeeping Club in Guthrie. And that was definitely the biggest step. I met a man there named Chetty Smith. And he was the one who really, he actually gave me my very first hive. And he was the one that taught me how to do hive inspections, how to gather swarms, kind of all of the basic beekeeping things.
And so, you know, what does your business look like today?
So today I actually have 22 hives. I started from that one swarm that he gave me, and then that following spring, once I'd kind of gotten my feet wet and kind of gotten into beekeeping, I took the $200 in babysitting money that I had and decided to buy two more packages to really take my hobby into a small business. And over the years, I've been lucky enough to get grants from my AET, whether it be from Monsanto or the American Beekeeping Federation, and I've used those grants to purchase, you know, larger amounts of colonies. I've spent, you know, the profits that I've made on new equipment, and so now I'm up to 22 hives and full production.
And so how do you make money from those 22 hives?
So every summer, kind of in one big shebang, I'll do a honey extraction at the end of June. This past summer, I was able to extract up to 150 pounds of honey. And so I sell each of those, I sell them in jars for $15 each per pound. So that's where kind of my sudden and one time a year profit comes from.
So you're doing that instead of maybe trying to move the hives around for pollination.
Right. And so moving the hives around for pollination is, of course, great for the agriculture side of things. But, you know, when you're looking at trying to keep your business as efficient as possible, it is very stressful on the bees. You know, if I were having 50, 60 hives, I would definitely consider that. But with the kind of, you know, smaller amount that I have, I don't want to put them under too much stress and want to make sure that all of them are always up and running for production.
I guess what with that number of hives, that's not too many for one location then, as far as for them being able to get out and find the pollen they need?
So I actually have them in two locations, but my primary location where I have most of them is actually beside a creek. And this is a great place to have bees because they will actually travel the creek going to all of the plants that grow up on the side. So that's a great place for them to get, you know, resources like water and all kinds of pollen. And then my other location is kind of, it's a brand new one that I just started, and I'm keeping it in like the center of town and the center of Kingfisher. As you go out of Kingfisher, just within a mile or two radius is when you start seeing all of the canola and alfalfa fields. So I'm hoping that because they're in the center, you know, they'll have that whole radius around town to go look for foraging.
Now tell me a little bit about, in other words, on the product, we talked a little bit on the production side, the marketing side. Yeah, that's a challenge, I'm sure, as well.
I'm not going to lie, the marketing side is actually my favorite part. It definitely brings out my 8-year-old selling lemonade on the side of the road, you know, personality. And I, especially when I first got started, the marketing was what I thought about the most, you know, what my jars were going to look like, how I was going to design my labels. You know, that was kind of the stuff that really appealed to me. So that's actually been, you know, maybe a strenuous and long process, but it's been a fun one.
Now, tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I'm sorry, what?
Tell me about your involvement with with the FFA.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really love about my SAE is the fact that it's not only, you know, my business has grown, but it's helped me in so many areas of FFA. One of the things that I really love is our chapter has our annual Food for America program. And so I love having a booth on beekeeping and, you know, how bees affect agriculture through pollination. And I love talking to the kids that come to our program and informing them about beekeeping. And also, I would say the biggest thing about my SAE is how it's helped me to grow in public speaking. You know, starting in eighth grade, I had a pretty simple little speech about honey. It was pretty, you know, low key, just about the health benefits, bees, yay, social aspects of bees. But over the years, it's really matured and became more scientifically rigorous. And this past year, a year ago this spring, I was able to do speak off and compete for Oklahoma Prepared Public Speaking. And I talked about colony collapse disorder, which is a pretty serious issue. And I talked about, you know, the kind of controversial side of pesticides and how that all affects. So talking about bees in conjunction with my public speaking has really been one of the best things about my SAE.
Your involvement as far as FFA has obviously prepared you in a lot of ways. What do you think FFA has really meant to you?
I think FFA has really taught me to take all of the things I love and actually make them something realistic. You know, as I kind of mentioned, I've always had the proclivity to get into new projects and new things, and I've found, you know, cool hobbies and interests. But FFA has really taught me how to apply these in a real sense and in a business sense. And so I think that if it weren't for FFA, I would never have been able to take my small hobby and turned it into such a successful business.
Plans after graduation from Kingfisher?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University this fall. I'm going to attend the Honors College, and I'm unsure of my major, but I do hope to continue beekeeping as a business.
Anna Crosswhite of the Kingfisher FFA chapter. Anna is your Northwest District star in agribusiness. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.